Samoa's Court of Appeal has ruled the country has a new government more than 100 days after the election. It's ruled the impromptu swearing-in by the FAST party in May is legitimate under the doctrine of necessity. RNZ Pacific's Dominic Godfrey joins me now with the details. Ta alofa, Dominic.
Malo soi fua. Good evening.
Late Friday afternoon, a ruling is announced by Samoa's Court of Appeal. Has it come as a surprise?
It did. I was with a few people today and we were discussing that it would be possibly end of next week at the earliest. These were academics that were discussing the constitutional and electoral crisis this afternoon for Victoria University. Dylan Asafo from Auckland University, Anna Poles from the Centre of Strategic Studies and Yati Yati from Victoria University, all considerable brains on this matter with substantial knowledge of the history and the issues surrounding the current situation there. I haven't spoken with them since then. Yeah, they're surprised as I am.
Can you take us through what Samoa's Court of Appeal has actually ruled? What is the doctrine of necessity?
So this relates to the impromptu swearing in by the FAST party on the 24th of May. Just jumping back, the 24th of May was the last day allowable under the Constitution for Parliament to convene. Under Samoa's Constitution, it must meet, the Legislative Assembly must meet within 45 days of the general election. The 24th of May was the last day possible to do that. And although FAST's swearing in initially was not recognised as legitimate, because the head of state wasn't there to officiate and swear them in, it then later ruled that under the doctrine of necessity, it allowed that. And because there were moves against the Constitution by various parties to undermine the convening of Parliament as ordered by the Supreme Court and as ordered by the ultimate law of the land, the sacred constitution of Samoa.
So what happens now?
Well, I spoke with the founder of the FAST party and its deputy leader, Laulia Alemaliatoa Polataivau-Schmidt, this evening. He was saying, well, you know, they're just kind of taking it all in at the moment. They were celebrating with prayers and a church service, but they'll be working over the weekend to make sure that the transition to a FAST party government, which for them will start on Monday in terms of their administrative duties as government, that it happens smoothly. The court did rule, though, that they have actually been the legitimate government since their swearing in on the 24th of May. So, you know, looking at that ruling, it does bring into doubt anything that was ruled by the caretaker government within that time. The caretaker HRPP party has assumed government over that period. And so given this new ruling that past government is backdated to the 24th of May, anything that's happened, anything that ruled by the HRPP party in that time, will be in doubt. And also in doubt, given that the recognition of the FAST party now under the swearing-in on 24th of May, that has been recognised within the 45, that, remembering that's within the 45 days of the constitutional allowment for the Legislative Assembly to sit, it also brings into doubt the legitimacy of the HRPP members of Parliament who have not been sworn in that time, as stated by the Constitution.
Who irons all this detail out?
Well, the judiciary is the ultimate interpreter of the Constitution. The Constitution itself makes that very clear, that the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeal are the ultimate interpreters of the Constitution, and that the ultimate upholder of the Constitution is the head of state. So we would hope that at this point, that the head of state, who has not been working in concert with the judiciary, that he starts abiding by their rulings, which so far he has not done.
Are you aware of any response from HRPP and the incumbent Tuilaepa?
No, not yet, but I'm sure that this weekend will be an interesting one with regards to the former caretaker government, and given their track record of creating speed bumps in the road for the FAST party and indeed for Samoa, it will be come as no surprise if they do come up with an interesting manoeuvre over the weekend.
Good talking with you tonight, Dominic. Thank you very much.
Pastai te le lava.